إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأما من اتبع بهديه إلى يوم الدين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وهو العلي العظيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I praise Allah and I glorify Him and extol His majesty. For Allah's dominion encompasses all things. No vision can grasp Him, but His vision grasps all things. His veil, His hijab is nur, is light. If it were lifted, then the vision of the onlooker would be set ablaze. And I invite you and advise you and myself to have the taqwa, the khashya of Allah. For it is those who have khashya and taqwa of Allah that are the truly knowledgeable ones. Allah Most High says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء It is those who have the khashya of Allah, the fear of Allah, that are the truly knowledgeable ones. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned that it is the true knowledge, the fountainhead of all knowledge, is having the khashya, the fear and the taqwa of Allah. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, last week we stopped with one of the most important ayahs of the Qur'an. An ayah that describes the sifat of the ibadur rahman, the qualities of those who are truly the servants of the Merciful One. Allah Most High, He describes them. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ Those who do not call on any Lord other than Allah. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ And they do not kill any life that Allah has made sacred except with due right. And then Allah says, وَلَا يَزْنُونَ And they do not commit fornication, illegal sexual intercourse. This is because it is not befitting of those who wish to be the servants of the Rahman to corrupt their soul with a sin and to make filthy their hearts and to pollute themselves with this wicked act, the evil of zina. Rather, they are the furthest people from this act. And they seek from it a far distance, staying away, fulfilling the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا And do not come nigh to the zina. And this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has placed barriers from His wisdom, from His hikmah. He has placed barriers in the sharia to falling into evil, to falling into the sin. Just as He has forbidden us from going, following in the footsteps of the shaytan. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ Likewise, Allah Most High, He has placed a barrier between us and falling into this evil act, the evil act of zina. And this barrier, if it is taken away, if it is lost, then certainly people will fall into the swamp of this evil sin. What is this barrier? What is this most important and critical barrier that Allah has enjoined in His Sharia? It is غض البصر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Say to the believing people, lower their gaze, turn their gaze away, their glance away from that which is haram. From the women that walk in the streets, who are uncovered, showing their hidden ornaments. From the television, from the movies, from the permissive websites, all of these things Allah has forbidden in these words. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. And you see, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this wisdom of forbidding or lowering the gaze, it is attached with another command. Allah says, after forbidding or commanding to lower the gaze, وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, and to guard their private parts from falling into sin, from falling into evil. And what is the wisdom between this connection? What is the wisdom between mentioning lowering the gaze and guarding the private parts? My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, something that Allah warns us about and the Prophet warned us about is that the vision is and the glance is the precursor. It is what leads to the zina. It is something that excites the passions inside of a person. A person may have hidden desires that he can control, that he has control over. But then the glance, it excites these passions, and the person is no longer able to control himself and control these compassions, these passions. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "العينُ تزني." He said, "The eye commits zina." The eye commits zina. وَزِنَاهَا النَّظَرُ. And the zina of the eye is the looking. Using the eye to look at haram is zina when the person is committing the zina. Because the look, it causes a person to think of things other than that. Think of touching, to think of doing things. And after this look, that desire that comes about, it cannot be put out. It cannot be put down easily. Like a spark that causes a fire, it's very difficult to put out the fire after it has been started. And this is why our scholars, they say, the patience of lowering your gaze is easier than having patience with what it leads to. It's easier to lower one's gaze from haram than it is to have patience with that desire that it plants, that seed it plants in the hearts of a person. And certainly, a person, he will not be able to avoid falling into sin if he leaves his vision, his sight, to look at haram. The least of these sins that a person may fall into is that sin that is forbidden, the secret habit, that a person releasing his own passion, this is haram and forbidden. And the worst of it is that it could lead a person to commit the zina, to fall into zina and what is forbidden. So this is why our scholars, they have warned us about this of old. They said, "النَّظَرُ تُولِدُ الْخَطْرَ." The look, it gives rise to whispers in the mind of a person. He begins to think about the haram that he didn't think about before. By looking at what is haram, the shaitan uses that as an arrow to plant a seed of evil in his heart. So النَّظَرَ تُولِدُ الْخَطَرَ وَالْخَطَرَ تُولِدُ الْفِكْرَ. So when the person, he has the whisper, it leads to planning. الْفِكْرَ, he begins to think, how can I fulfill this desire? وَالْفِكْرَ يُهَيِّجَ الشَّهْوَ. And this desire, this thinking about the haram, it excites the passions. It excites the person to have passions, and this leads him down the path of falling into haram. This is what our scholars of old have said many hundreds of years ago. But listen to what the psychologists, they say today in studies they have done with images. They have done this recently, testing human beings and their reaction, men to the reaction of images of women, unclothed or barely clothed, And they found that the image that a person looks at remains implanted in his mind. And it is quick to come back to his mind. That image, it stays implanted in a man's mind. And it comes back quickly and easily. And whenever these images come back to his mind, it gives rise to a desire, to passion in his heart. And when that passion is not fulfilled, it gives rise to qalaq. It gives rise to a sadness, a depression in the heart of the person. A feeling of hopelessness. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the shaitan, he might make you think that if I look at the haram, this will be a relaxation. This will help me to reduce my desire for that haram. This is one of the traps of the shaitan. In fact, that look, it will not fulfill your desire. It will increase it and lead to more. It will lead to something much worse. And this is even worse for a married person. A person who's married, looking at these websites, looking at what is haram. Not only does he destroy his own nafs, but he destroys the family and the powerful marriage bond that Allah has given him, the woman that Allah has given him in authority over. He is destroying the marriage bond. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah promises us a great reward for lowering the gaze. He says, "The one who leaves the sight of haram for me, I will place in his heart the sweetness of faith, the sweetness of iman." He will place it in his heart. And this is something that has been experienced by those who know. The glance, that look, is a spark that leads to a great fire. One poet, he said, "Kullu hawadithi mabdaha min al-nadari." All of the evil that happens, it began with a look, a glance. وَمُعْظَمُ النَّارِ مِنْ مُسْتَصْغَرِ الشَّرَرِ. And most fire, it starts from a tiny spark. These beautiful words, they capture what Allah is warning us against. The spark that leads to the passion, that leads to falling into haram. And my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, no one looks at a woman and finds relaxation in his heart. Nobody finds easiness in his heart when he looks at a woman. Rather, he finds only that his desire, his thirst is increased. And another trap of the shaitan, he tells you, you can look at the women so you can see who you might marry one day. Or you can see what type of women are out there so that you might find a bride or a wife one day. This is a trick of the shaitan. As a person look at women, when he does that, is it like he's looking at a tree or a flower? Of course it's not. It's with desire. It's with a desire. And it is not just looking at something else. It is something that affects the heart of a person. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ, he said that when a woman, she goes away or comes back, the shaitan beautifies her in the hearts of those who look. The shaitan, he beautifies her. The woman, she may not do anything haram, but the shaitan will beautify her to make the person's heart inclined towards her. So this is the trick of the shaitan. And another trick of the shaitan, he says if you look at the woman, it's like a type of knowledge. And knowledge is better than ignorance. This is one of the things the shaitan tells you. But I'll tell you, brothers and sisters in Islam, some real life examples to see if this lie of the shaitan, to show how false it is. We see today in the movies and on the internet the spread of many permissive websites. In the millions, these permissive websites, these movies, sometimes even parents, they sit with their children watching these websites, watching these television programs, and they think that the women looking at what is haram, it will have no effect on their children. But listen to this. Listen to what happened to the criminals. They did a study of the statistics of those who fell into violent crime against women. And they found that 80% of these men, they had explicit material with them or in their homes at the time they committed the crime. 80% of them. And there was a study done by Kennedy, and they tested, or they asked these criminals, or they tested men that were exposed to these images, and they found that they became desensitized to violence against women. They no longer saw it as a crime. Looking at these images, some of them violent, some of them not violent, over time they began to think that it was permissible. It became beautified to them to commit these crimes. And so it led them to commit violent crime, not only against women, even against children. وَلَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He locked this door. He placed a barrier, a firm barrier between us and this evil. He said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. And He said to the sisters, the women, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. And finally, one more real life example, so that we know that this is not a restriction of freedom, as a shaitan might say, or some people might think. Looking, restraining the glance, this is freedom, this is a minor thing. You might have all heard of the convicted murderer, Ted Bundy. He killed 40 women, the youngest of which was 10 years old. And before his execution, he gave an interview on national television. And he said, "You will kill me, and this will save society from my evil. But there are many others like me who are addicted to explicit images, and you are doing nothing to stop their crimes. In the beginning, these images satisfied my addiction, but I wanted more." A person, they'll grow tired of the images. The shaitan will always make them want more, to see something more. So you see how he progressed in his crime. He said, "I grew up in a conservative household." He was a law student, but he started out with seeing these images, and slowly they took him to the murder that he committed. And he said, "Me and those like me, we were not born beasts. We grew up in good homes, but these explicit images can reach the house of any one of you and kidnap your children." Do you see this admission? Do you see how he admitted to the evil that took place? The beginning was a glance, then the looking at haram in the streets, the television, or the internet. This all shows us and reminds us of the truth of Allah Azza wa Jal. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَاحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Why does Allah say to lower our glances, to restrain us, to prevent us from what is beautiful? ذَٰلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. That is purity for them. That is cleanliness for them. That is what is upright and beautiful for them. O youth of Islam, my young beloved brothers and sisters, O married couples and single people, I remind you that do not think that glancing will fulfill your desire. It is only a spark that will lead to a great fire. O Allah, I ask you, Most High, to help us establish your Sharia and obey your commandments. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, true success for us is by learning the Sharia, by coming closer to the ulama, by learning the deen, the fiqh of this religion, by attending the classes of knowledge. I invite all of you, brothers and sisters, young and old, to attend the classes of knowledge and increase yourself in understanding of the religion. This way we can become true servants of the Rahman. Allah, He commands us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صلِّ وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك ولا يعز من عاديت لك الحمد على ما قضيت نشكرك ونتوب إليك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ورد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا ورد نساءنا إلى دينك ردا جميلا وشبابنا إلى دينك ردا جميلا يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا كلها اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا أرحم الراحمين وأحسن ختامنا يا أكرم الأكرمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وهو العلي العظيم وجزاكم الله خيرا وأقيموا الصلاة